Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hopefully you've been following what's going on. Of course, we know that the march in the Central West End yesterday, 2 days ago, was related to the protests at the Art Hill there with the St. Louis statue. I was out there on Saturday. I've well documented right there on my Facebook page the nature of that event. Some people were praying. Others were out there just to agitate. There's no doubt about that. And right now we've got Connor Martin joining us. Connor was one of the victims who was assaulted by some of the counter-protesters who showed up at the statue this weekend. He's also a candidate for the Republican Central Committee in Bedford Township. Connor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for joining me this morning. Give me your version of what happened when you became the victim of the crowd on Saturday.
Yeah, so, well, I'll just start from the beginning. So I arrived at 6 a.m. Saturday morning because I wanted to go out and just clean graffiti off of the statue as they put it up, because I knew they were going to be doing that all day long. And so I started off the day just cleaning sidewalk chalk off of the statue. And then around 11, whenever the people that came to pray the rosary and these counter-protesters started to show up, I elected to stop doing that because these counter-protesters were incredibly violent. They were yelling in all of these poor Catholics' faces as they prayed the rosary. So it was at that point that I stopped doing what I was doing, and I put myself in between these counter-protesters and the Catholics, and I stood there because, again, they're yelling in these Catholics' faces. There were priests that were kneeling on the ground praying. There were women on the ground praying, and these protesters are just vehemently yelling at them and saying, what are you going to do? Are you going to hit us? Are you going to do something about it? And they're doing this over and over. So I put myself in between them, and several other Catholic men then put themselves between them. We formed just a line, a barricade. It was actually kind of cool, a moment of solidarity against this hateful violence that these protesters were showing towards us.
You know, Connor, let me interrupt for just a second. I'm so glad that you made that observation, because that was my observation as well. I know that people have been praying out there nightly, but specifically on Saturday at noon, there was a call for people of all Christians to come out and pray the rosary. I mean, mostly it was the Catholic people of the Catholic faith. There were a couple of priests out there who were praying the rosary. I'm not Catholic, but I went out there and I listened. I observed what was going on, and you had people praying on one side, and directly across from them, people screaming at them, blowing air horns, challenging them, cussing at them. They were so angered by the people who went out there for no other reason than to express their faith.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And myself, I tried to pray the rosary with them, but these people online are actually, they're accusing me of being a white supremacist because I, quote unquote, didn't know my rosary. Well, I was born and raised Catholic. I know my rosary very well, but I couldn't focus on the rosary because I was focusing on all these protesters that I'm worried are going to start attacking us. Yes. So I'm focusing on them instead of my prayers. And so they're calling me a white supremacist and all this stuff, and it's ludicrous. They're being ridiculous, quite frankly.
So I'm going to run out of time here, Connor. You ended up being attacked, correct?
Yeah, I was. Yep, that's correct.
And did they hurt you? What did they do?
Yeah, so one guy showed up. He started yelling at me and my friend for simply praying a rosary. He goes, "Do you guys support this? As in, do you support King Louis?" And we said, "We're just here to pray peacefully." At that point, he said, "That's not what I effing asked." And he started just touching us and pushing up against us and asking what we're going to do about it. We didn't do anything. And then he started attacking people. And then he attacked my friend. So at that point, I came up behind him. I wrapped my arms around him so he'd stop attacking my friend. And then two or three of the other protesters came up and started beating me on the back of the head. And I walked away. So then I let him go. Me and my friend ran away. And I ended up coming away with only a mild concussion and an internal head injury.
Wow. Are charges going to be pressed here? Do you know?
They are going to be pressed. I have the individual's name. For some reason, he has yet to be arrested. I'm not sure why, but we have video evidence of this guy doing this, and we also have screenshots of his Facebook of him bragging about it and laughing about it. He did an interview with KMOV last night, and he said that he doesn't regret anything and he'd do it all over again, but he has yet to be arrested for some reason.
We know why he hasn't been arrested, because Kim Gardner has no interest in prosecuting him. Connor, I'm out of time, my friend. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yep, thank you, Mark. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Be well. Heal quickly. At CMartin4MO, that's Connor Martin there.
Get more at 971talk.com.